ScottSGWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 216. 11 reasons for the toxic takedown. It's not just the train derailment. We're seeing toxic chemicals spewing from fires in manufacturing plants. We have seen some really weird toxic chemicals spewing from trucks having accidents. What is going on, my friends? This is more the why. 11 reasons why this is a toxic takedown of the United States. And it reminds me of all the fires of the food supply. That was the industry that I was in. So number one, big pharma makes money with sickness, toxicity. 80% and higher of people have been poked by the jibby jab, which it's very, very well documented, causes VADs. So all of a sudden, when you really dive deep into how toxic some of these chemicals are, you go to naturalnews.com and just read some of these articles, will death follow? And then you couple it with fear. Fear creates illness as well. So people, their immune systems are down. Then there's the fear of just this man-made madness, right? What's going to happen next? Money to be made on sickness. Will death occur? Potentially. I didn't go that far, but definitely sickness. People make money on sickness. Number two, which actually parlays one, constant fear people are controlled. There are two primary principles that enable large-scale control of the masses. First and foremost is fear, and it's in many forms, right? The Smith-Mundt Act being reversed allows the news to create fear. So are we watching this constant fear where ultimately, after World War III hits the United States, people are going to beg around the world for an antichrist figure? I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And by the way, these 11 reasons are not in order of importance. I'm just talking through them. Number three, four, and five. For number three, famine, inflation really primes SEAL 3. And when you peel back the onion of Ohio and Pennsylvania in terms of just acreage, not necessarily output, acreage, Ohio ranks 13th as the most number of acres, and Pennsylvania is 26. But when you dive deep into what are they farming, it's cattle, cows, right? It's chickens, not only and crops and vegetables. I mean, these are very prolific areas that are getting hit. Fake meat agenda. I can just smell it. I can smell it with these toxins and this acid rain that's going to hit, for example, Pennsylvania, and then the toxicity going down the Ohio River. And a lot of these farmers jack into the Ohio River to water their crops, to water and provide water to their animals. I bet you it's going to come out that these animals are sick, toxic, and the food is poison. You can smell it. You can smell it. And that gives these elite a means to say, look, eat our fake meat. Eat our fake vegetables that are in 15-minute cities. We've talked a little bit about how they want to grow these vegetables in these 15-minute cities with internal grow systems that are not going to be, I guess, watered with acid rain. And they talked a little bit about putting vaccines in lettuce. I mean, you can't make this up. It's borderline brilliant to control the people if this is how far they go. We need to pray against this, my friends. Let's continue. Number six, poison the food, poison the fish. The Ohio River, right, especially that train derailment, supports 160 species of fish. Can you imagine that if things get so bad, people, they're going to rely on hunting deer, they're going to fish, but yet the waterways are poisoned? This reminded me when I read the stat of the country song, "A Country Boy Can Survive, I Can Run a Trout Line." Well, can you run a trout line when the waterways are poisoned? And then this kind of like the poisoned meat in potentially eggs and chicken, I can see this with crops of a recall. This is just recently with the news, Cheerio cereal making people sick. Customers claim the popular cereal is making them sick. This is a platform to recall food as it goes through the supply chain, as it goes through the manufacturing process. And I've seen this happen a couple times being in the food industry. One of my competitors was out of a huge brand for months and months and months. And I actually talked to the second in charge of the multi-million dollar company. He ran into him at a food show and he told me exactly what happened. And they had some product that had some toxic chemicals in it. Somehow it got into the wrong train and hit their silo, and they had to destroy all the food. This mega brand was not produced for like 6, 7, 8 months. It was the craziest thing. I thought we'd actually be able to sustain with our knockoff brand, but nope, once that new brand, or once that old brand, that classic brand was back in production, we lost all the market share that we gained. So it was a 1-year blip. So this gives an excuse for the supply chain, right? And again, this fits SEAL 3 as well. Number 7, Beast Tech Trackers. You can't make this stuff up. If you follow our ministry, they want to track everything you do. Lucifer wants to be omnipresent. And this has hit the truth movement, but it plays. If the government's going to give you something for free and try to track you, you need to probably think twice about using it. Let's roll it. This is from Susie, etc. She has a nice truther channel.
I mean, I don't know, you know, call us conspiracy theorists, but does this seem a little too coincidental to you guys? 3 months ago, East Palestine, Ohio, ran a pilot program to respond to emergency situations. It gets better. They handed out free digital IDs called My ID starting on January 26, 2023, just days before the train derailment. The My ID digital ID is a tracker with a QR code that tracks long-term health status of East Palestine residents, including, and I quote, difficulty breathing. It's almost like they knew something we didn't.
Banner County coverage now, and East Palestine is known as the place to be. It's way ahead of the curve on a program to provide better treatment for anyone in the event of an emergency. I learned how it works and how it could help everyone in East Palestine.
My ID provides quick medical information for emergency responders. Darlene Chapman is the outreach coordinator for this project, and she's an EMT.
If they're in a situation where they can't tell us or they don't have any family around, this is something that would make my life easier.
My ID works by taking a camera phone and pointing it at a QR code. It provides valuable medical information such as allergies, breathing difficulties, or other conditions, so you get proper treatment and care.
If anybody sees the QR code, you'll be able to scan this and get the information. So it helps that person, not necessarily just here, but anywhere in the nation.
There are a few options for My ID: a bracelet, key fob, necklace, or attachment on your watch band. You can choose the one which fits your lifestyle best. That's up to you. Orders will start in January. The fire department has already collected 5,000.
Again, if it's free from the government, question. This is a slide I use often on some of the Beast Tech enslavement trackers. They're tracking the food in India. Vaccine passports, carbon credit tracker they're trying to launch from the World Economic Forum, and China, the social credit score, right? They'll probably have us get online with our biometrics, our ID 2020, and soon they're going to launch the central bank universal digital currency. Ultimately, they want to collateralize you as a worker bee with the Microsoft patent 060606, where you're going to be paid via cryptocurrency. You're going to be the human resource, my friends. And they're trying to collateralize the environment. Human resource. You're going to be the resource. The bankers are going to make bets on you. Will you do the said task? Go shovel the ditch. Did you do it? Yes or no? And then ultimately, they're going to want you in Meta, my friends. So this is perfect to test their enslavement system. Now, I thought this was interesting. This went viral. I could not find the information in terms of what she's talking about, but we know strategically there's a land grab. Cheap electricity and cheap energy, right? Along with forwarding your land to the next of kin are two ways people get out of poverty. So the elite want to eliminate property rights. And the EPA has a history of doing this. This is from The Hill. The EPA just finalized one of the biggest land grabs in the American history. So there's a playbook here is where I'm getting at of taking people's lands. Under the Clean Water Rule, all tributaries will be categorically regulated by the federal government. Tributaries, which quite literally mean anything with a bed, banks, and an ordinary high water mark, are now under federal control. Not my words, the Environmental Protection Agency's EPA. This includes ditches and less. Under the same rule, the word adjacent is stretched from the Supreme Court's definition of actually abutting what most Americans regard as a real water of the United States to anything neighboring contiguous or bordering a real water terms, which are again stretched to include whole floodplains in riparian areas. Floodplains are typically based on a 100-year flood, but a separate regulation would stretch that to a 500-year flood. This is from The Hill. So 2030, you'll nothing and like it. So I want to dig deep and find this exact rule that she's talking about, but have your eyes out for it. If it doesn't exist, I bet you it will. And she's going to talk about how the EPA, potentially the UN, these global controllers, if it's toxic land, they can relocate you to smart cities. Something to watch out for. Let's listen to what she has to say.
So according to the laws governing Agenda 2030 land development, any land deemed toxic, the government can seize it and kick everybody out and put people in 15-minute cities. This is all on the EPA website, by the way. And it's really weird that all of a sudden there's all these explosions and all these cities causing mass pollution. It's probably just a coincidence, I'm sure. But if it weren't, this sure makes a lot of sense.
Interesting. So if this is true, I started to look at why would the government want a land grab? Well, let's take a look. This is an interactive map of oil and gas. I remember when I first was awake, the Illuminati love God, gold, oil, and drugs. And I've had a couple people tell me some of their organized criminals that they deal with are in the oil business and the drug business. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, my friends. But here's an interactive map of oil and gas wells in Ohio. Really good night, my friends. Very close to the Ohio River. You can't make this stuff up. Are there trace minerals here? Gold? Good water way down below? Like what is happening here? Seems like a land grab to me, my friends. Number 10, money. Who cleans this up? Who has the insider insights? This is from British Petroleum, that big spill. Wall Street analysts have estimated that BP will spend $14 billion to $23 billion on cleanup alone. There's money to be made with cleanup. Follow the money trail. Who's going to benefit from cleaning that up? And last, and I'm sure I've missed a bunch of ideas, right? Destroying the people, making people dependent upon the government. Obviously, the land grab, consolidate the farmers, seize the land, so on and so forth, making you sick. But number 11, destabilize the United States for this one world government. There's a war on Christian nations. There's a war on the Constitution, right? The Deagle Report, previous podcast that we talked about that. But this Ohio River, more than 30 million people live on the Ohio River Basin, and it's a source of drinking water for 5 million people. And I'm sure farmers are tapping into the Ohio River and feeding their cattle, watering their land to produce. Let's play a little bit of this on how toxic this is. This is insanity.
Visuals from the area make it look like a nuke went off. I mean, a train carrying what might have been the worst chemical cargo ever was derailed under suspicious circumstances. And then they blew up every single car carrying that substance, right in the middle of the best farmland in the country.
Wow.
Look at all that.
Look at it.
It's all in the bottom of the creek.
Hey guys, so I'm here at Leslie Run, and there's dead worms and dead fish all throughout this water. So, something I just discovered is that if you scrape the creek bed, it's like chemical is coming out of the ground. Can you come here? And let me just show this to people. I don't know if you're able to see this on camera, but watch this.
It's disgusting.
You see that chemical pop out of the creek. This is disgusting.
Right now, as we speak, these chemicals are seeping into the Ohio River, which supplies...
Pretty intense, my friends, but it's all in the good book, right? The birth pains are happening, my friends. It's man-made madness. If there's anything you need to do, study the seals in the book of Revelation. We think seal one is open, but they'll keep priming that. That's this bioweapon system, right? They're trying to push Marburg's next or the bird flu. They need to poke you with their sorcery witchcraft to get you into this artificial intelligence system. Seal two, I've always thought of lawlessness, which reminds me of these terrorist acts right now. Lawlessness, civil war, regional war. And then that will cause inflation, scarcity, which is in motion, everything we just outlined. And then you can smell the fourth seal, which is World War III, that will have famine, have all sorts of stuff that will happen there. I mean, it'll just compel. All these things are just in motion, my friends. But do not fear, because the good book is coming true. So man-made madness. Bookmark Scott with sjwellfire.com. Again, preparation is biblical. Go to sjwellfire.com, hit prepare. These are things that I've purchased, with the exception of this live fire gear. That's something I want to buy to be able to start a fire. Everything else there I have purchased. Sign up for our newsletter, pray for this ministry, and God bless.